Like, oh, listen, would you like to play Augusta with me? And I thought about retiring on the spot. Got a text message a couple of years ago, and I thought someone was winding me up.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. Rugby Daily on Off The Ball.
Welcome to Thursday's Rugby Daily. My name is Richie McCormack, and on the way, two changes for Ireland and their women's Six Nations game away to England on Saturday. Leinster confirmed their temporary accommodation as the RDS undergoes renovation, and the nominees are revealed for the Investec Champions Cup Player of the Tournament. First up today, Ireland co-captain Sam Monaghan is the headline absentee in the team named to play England in the Women's Six Nations. She'd started in last week's win over Wales, having completed the return to play protocols, but is not even in the match day 23 this week. Hannah O'Connor takes Monaghan's place in the second row, with defence coach Declan Danaher saying Monaghan's fitness is being monitored. The other alteration to a winning formula comes at inside centre, where Enya Breen's replaced by Aoife Dalton. Maeve Dealey is named among the replacements, with Nicole Fowley missing out. England make two changes, one of which is enforced, with Lark Atkin-Davis in for the suspended Amy Cockayne at hooker. Marley Packer graduates from the bench to captain England once again from open side flanker, with Zoe Aldcroft moving from blindside to the second row. Abby Ward is the odd woman out. So the teams, starting with Ireland, Lauren Delaney will start at full back. Katie Corrigan and Bevan Parsons are on the wings. Eve Higgins this week partnered by Aoife Dalton in the centre. Dan O'Brien continues at fly half. Evan Riley is at scrum half. Linda Dugang is past fit to be named at loose head prop. Neve Jones alongside her once more at hooker, and Christy Haney at tight head. In the second row, it's Dorothy Wall and Hannah O'Connor, and it's a back row of Aoife Wafer, Edel McMahon and Brittany Hogan. The Ireland replacements for Saturday, Cleona Maloney, Niamh O'Dowd, Sive McGrath, Fiona Chewett, Shannon Ikaifo, Molly Scuffle McCabe, Enya Breen and Maeve Dealey. England start with Ellie Kildun at full back. Abby Dow and Jess Breach are their wingers. Megan Jones and Tatiana Hurd are in the centre. Holly Aitchison starts at out half. Natasha Hunt is at scrum half. They have a front row this week of Hannah Botterman, Lark Atkin-Davis and Maud Muir. Zoe Aldcroft, as mentioned, moving into the second row alongside Rosie Galligan. Sadia Kabia is a blindside flanker. The captain, Marley Packer, is on the open, and Alex Matthews will start for England at number 8. Leinster confirmed today that they'll play all of next season away from the RDS. The construction of a new Anglesey Road stand means the Ballsbridge venue will be out of commission for the majority of the season. With that in mind, Leinster will make the Aviva Stadium their primary home venue. They've also announced the intention to use Croke Park for some of their home matches without specifying which ones. The news ends speculation that some of those home fixtures will be played at Kilkenny's UPMC Nolan Park. In answering fans' questions about the move online, Leinster admins said the operational and cost implications of using a third stadium was a huge consideration, and when one fan asked why not Talla Stadium, Leinster pointed to the fact that they have 12,800 season ticket holders, with Talla's capacity only at 10,000. Speaking of Leinster, their former centre, Brian O'Driscoll, addressed the lopsided situation regarding central contracts. Jemison Gibson Park is set to become the 10th player on the IRFU's payroll, with Ulster, Munster and Connacht only having one apiece. O'Driscoll said on last night's Off the Ball that the current system may no longer be fit for purpose, with the other provinces needing a boost from the IRFU.
I don't know how you fix it. Like, do you consciously give these central contracts to players that aren't perhaps going to be key players in the national team? Because that's the basis they're worked on. That, you know, if someone, Dan Sheehan, for instance, is given, is it a 2 or 3 year contract? He's seen to be a regular starter for the national team the coming years. Obviously, so the way he's played the last couple of years and made the number 2 jersey his own. So if you do shift to the other provinces, there's very few that you could categorically say are definitely going to even be in the squad, even in the 23.
Yeah.
Do you say
to Leinster, sorry, this is real top ahead thinking, so it's not good strategy. Do you say to Leinster, well, look, instead of 10, we've got to even this up. So we're going to give you 5 or 6 and you're just going to have to pay the wages to the other 4. And we just give the cold hard cash to Connacht, Ulster and Munster, and they spend it where they want.
Maybe that's the thing to do.
It's a budgetary issue.
Maybe
perhaps
that is the thing to do. Yeah. Something like that makes sense. Because the Irish team is at its best when 3 of the 4 provinces at least are firing well. Like, it's you don't want to be leaning into one province. We didn't want to lean into just Munster back in their heyday 15 years ago when they were playing the best rugby. They were comfortably, you know, the best team in Ireland at the time. you know, you want to make sure that there's a real competitiveness, both at a URC domestic level and European level, from at least three of the four provinces. In a perfect world, four of the four. Don't know if we've ever properly gotten there. Mm. So I do think you're going to have to look at trying to spread the wealth a little bit. The fact that commercially as well, Leinster as a capital city province are, you know, going to have, you know, greater football traffic, all of the good stuff that comes with being a capital city product.
The aforementioned Gibson Park sat down with Aisling yesterday as Bank of Ireland announced the extension of their sponsorship of all four provinces for another 5 years. The scrum half was asked about an impending arrival at Leinster.
And you have a new teammate, Jordy Barrett. What did you make of that signing? It's a pretty big one.
Yeah, it's awesome, isn't it? Like, I suppose it says a lot about the state of the game in Ireland that you're able to track players like that. So, he's an unbelievable player. And you know, it's not like he's at the end of his career. He's smack bang in the middle and playing some awesome stuff. So, he'll be a huge addition.
Would you have known him back in New Zealand?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I played with a couple of his brothers over the years, so I would have met him a good few times. And he's a legend as well, a real good lad. So looking forward to having him over.
Yeah, it must be a serious buzz in the camp, and I suppose competition for places is pretty stacked now in Leinster.
Yeah, it's gone up another level now, hasn't it? So, he plays nearly every other position, but we'll keep him out of the nine jersey, hopefully.
Gibson Park is one of four Leinster players nominated today for the Investec Player of the Year in the Champions Cup. He's joined on an eight-man shortlist by Caelan Dorris, Dan Sheehan and James Lowe. Also included is a promising young scrum half by the name of Antoine Dupont. Northampton's run to the semi-finals is rewarded with nominations for Finn Smith and Courtney Laws. Completing the list is Harlequins and England fly half Marcus Smith. Voting is open via the EPCR's website and will remain so until the day of the Champions Cup final. Finally, it's an Ulster team heavily depleted by injury that Richie Murphy has named for tomorrow's URC fixture with Cardiff. However, Will Addison and Jacob Stockdale return to the back three. The injured Stephen Kitsoff and Rob Herring are replaced in the front row by Eric O'Sullivan and Tom Stewart. Dave Ewers and Dave McCann come into the back row for Ulster, with Harry Sheridan taking the second row place of injured captain Ian Henderson. So Ulster will start with Will Addison at full back. Mike Lowry is on the right wing, Jacob Stockdale on the left, and in the centre it's James Hume and Jude Postlethwaite. Jake Flannery starts at number 10, while Nathan Doak is the scrum half tomorrow night. Eric O'Sullivan, Tom Stewart, and Scott Wilson are the Ulster front row. Harry Sheridan and Alan O'Connor packed down behind them. And it's a blindside flanker. Dave Ewers, Marcus Ray starts on the open, and number 8 is Dave McCann. For their part, Cardiff named Talupe Faletau at number 8 for the first time since he suffered a broken arm during last year's World Cup. That's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge Monday to Friday. My name is Richie McCormack. I'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you tomorrow. Till then, thanks for listening.